This thing we call religion or faith tradition, more specifically for us Christianity, Catholicism. A religion encompasses many dimensions. So you have revelation, you have doctrines, you have traditions, you have rituals, you have practices, and finally you have ethic. Together, they make a religious tradition, and more specifically for us, Catholicism. Now, during different days and seasons of the year, the scripture readings at liturgy focus on different dimensions of our faith. Sometimes the focus is on revelation. So when you come to church, you hear the story of God appearing to Moses in the burning bush. Jesus, for example, his incarnation, it's the climax of all divine revelation. At other times, the focus is on doctrines. So, for example, the story of creation reveals doctrines to us about God, about human origin, about sin, about redemption. Jesus, in the gospel reading, taught us about the paraclete, for example. Doctrines. Often enough, the focus of scripture readings is also on rituals. So when you come for the Holy Thursday celebration, we hear about the Passover and how that became a perpetual institution, and then how Jesus celebrated the Passover, and that became for us now our Eucharist. So rituals. And finally, there is ethic or morality. The demands that revelation, doctrine, and rituals make on our daily conduct. Now, today's scripture readings are primarily about ethic. Now, ethics is not merely about do's and don'ts. Very often we think about the Ten Commandments as this is what you should do and what you should not do. Ethic is really not merely about do's and don'ts. Particularly from the Christian perspective, ethics is the practical living out of God's revelation, of our doctrines and our rituals. Our ethics give feet to our faith, our doctrines, and our rituals. Now, ideally, these different realities, revelation, doctrine, rituals, and ethic, really should form one seamless reality in our lives. In other words, they're all consistent, right? But the opposite can also be true, that people who profess a certain faith live in such a way that it contradicts their beliefs. So let me offer 3 points for reflection, and because our readings are about ethic, let me also propose some very, very practical implications from today's readings. So first, let me begin by drawing the link between revelation, doctrine, and ethics. This link is very important. So look at today's gospel reading. We have, once again, the reading from Luke's Sermon on the Plain, and I've spoken about it in the last 2 weeks. On the one hand, today's passage is overwhelmingly tilted towards morality and ethics. However, it is also a great example of Christian ethics taking shape from divine revelation. In other words, how we conduct ourselves is dependent on who God has revealed God to be. So Jesus' ethical demand to his followers, love your enemies, is based on the all-important revelation, be merciful just as your Father is merciful. So this link is very important. The link between divine revelation and how that is to be lived out in the conduct of the believers. Jesus not only gives us an ethical demand, but he lays out the rationale, the motivation for that demand. The entire section that Jesus talks about this is, love your enemies and do good to them and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great in heaven and you will be children of the Most High. For the rationale for this ethical demand, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. In other words, our ethics originates from our faith in the God we worship. So here is my practical implication from this first point. I propose that this week we ask ourselves, is my ethic consistent with God's self-revelation? It's not just asking the question, am I a good person or not? That's a separate question. The question is my ethic, is the way I conduct myself consistent with God who has revealed God's self to us in Jesus Christ? To put it differently, are my faith and action consistent with each other? When our faith and ethics are consistent with each other, it's called Christian discipleship. And when our faith in who God is, our doctrines, rituals, and ethics are inconsistent, it's called hypocrisy. So here's my second point. In my second point, I'm just going to read the gospel in a very different format. I'm going to read it in the form of 12 ethical demands that Jesus makes. Here they are. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Give to everyone who asks. Do unto others as you would have them do to you. Lend without expecting anything back. Be merciful, just as your heavenly Father is merciful. Stop judging. Stop condemning. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given back to you. 12 ethical demands Jesus makes, and all flows from be merciful as your heavenly Father is merciful. So here's the practical implication I'm going to propose, and it's very straightforward, very simple. This week, let us examine our consciences and our lives in light of these 12 ethical demands. The motivation for this exercise is simply this: to examine whether my life is a good intersection between my faith and the daily living out of my faith, right? This connection between faith and what is that our life is a mixed bag. That in some areas we are doing exceptionally well, and there might be other areas that need improvement. And what does this exercise do? This exercise helps us to understand where we are in our spiritual growth. Where we need improvement, we grow. And where we are doing well, we try to do better. And finally, in my third point, I want to talk about stories. And you might wonder where this is going, but see, stories bring scripture to life, right? Today's first reading gives us a story that enhances the link between faith and ethics, between who God is and how it is lived out in real life. So we have the story of Saul, the first king of Israel. Now he became very jealous of the young David. And you know the story, the Philistines, Saul was about to fight the Philistines, and out comes Goliath, this giant, and David is able to slay Goliath, and Saul gained a victory. But when they all returned back, the people of Israel sang, Saul killed thousands, David killed 10,000. So David suddenly became the darling of the Israelite people. This makes Saul jealous. So Saul is trying to eliminate David. Now on this fateful day, David found Saul in an absolutely vulnerable position. He's fast asleep. And David, with one thrust of a spear, could have eliminated the fast asleep Saul. But David resists the temptation. Ethically, David must be commended. But the story also gives us the reason, the rationale for David's magnanimous conduct. David said to Saul later, "Though the Lord delivered you into my grasp, I would not harm the Lord's anointed." What is his faith? What is his belief? His belief is that somebody who is anointed by the Lord cannot be harmed. And that belief leads to his conduct. Even though Saul was trying to eliminate him, David refuses to harm the Lord's anointed. His belief guided his ethic. His faith guided his conduct. What's the practical implication from this? Your life and mine is a story. We are actually living a story. Someday, when we pass away, we will be in a casket. And people are going to tell stories about us. And one of the things that people most probably are going to talk about, how our faith and conduct were consistent. If it was inconsistent, the stories about us are not going to be very good. So I guess what I'm proposing is, just as we had the story of David, of how his faith guided his action. Is there a story in your life? Of some time when your faith truly guided your conduct? And if we think about our life as a story, then I think what it does is it gives our faith a very real and concrete way in which it can be lived out in our daily lives. So, we have a story played out on this altar today, right? Jesus said, "Be merciful for your just as your heavenly Father is merciful." And what did Jesus do? Then Jesus becomes the sacrament of that mercy. The crucifix is Jesus's living out of his faith. His faith in a merciful God taught him to be faithful to even his enemies and then reconcile the world to the Father. Now that's a beautiful story. We are going to receive this merciful God in communion today. And what are we being asked? Go. There are 12 ethical demands that Jesus is making because we have received this God of mercy. Maybe next weekend, you can write a story about how your faith in a merciful God guided your conduct this last week. And if we do that constantly, then at the end of our lives, we will have a story to tell. And the story will be that we were people whose faith in a merciful God led us to be a people of mercy. Let your faith guide your ethic. Let your belief be the story, and how it is lived out be the story of your life and mine. People of God said,
Amen.